KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, 884-9910. That's the talk line. You want to get in on this conversation today. Paul White is still my guest. I'm not letting him go because I want you to understand the severity of what's going on and how you're being lied to and how the issues here in Northern Nevada are being ignored and is affecting everyone here in Northern Nevada. Even the people in Minden, people in Douglas County, Churchill County, Lyon, Fallon, Fernley. So I'm going to tell you this right now. Tim McGivney normally comes in on Monday, and we have our homeless section every Monday. Well, Paul, will you take me out on Monday?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're planning is Monica's going to broadcast her show live off-site out in the hills of Stead where all the criminals and squatters are, and she can just report firsthand. We'll have Tim and I doing the...
And if anybody of my friends would like to come out and cover me... That would be appreciated because we know there are drugs out there, and where there are drugs, there are usually illegal firearms.
Right. We're going to be contacting CHAB and the mayor's office and the Reno Police Department and invite them to go along with us and tell us their version of what we're seeing, and we'd invite any of the listeners to come. We'll just have a real party, and we're going to talk to Curtis Buckingham, the victim of the firebombing, and see if we can make him our tour guide.
And, see if it mysteriously gets cleaned up over the weekend. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Clint this morning. Hi, Clint. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. How you doing? So it's this Monday you're going to go out there, right?
Yep, we're going to go out Monday. This Monday.
Okay, well, where should I meet you at?
We'll get the information together today, Clint. It'll be by, there's a place as you... Let's see. I believe it's 1919, something like that, North Virginia. We'll have the exact address. It's right by a salvage yard. We'll try to get an interview with the salvage guy whose property the car blew up on. But we'll get all the details. We'll have that available. Monica can share them tomorrow on the air.
Well, either that, Clint, email me at monica@991fmtalk.com, and I'll send you all the details personally.
Okay. And the other thing is, all this stuff with this, you know, these bums and junkies. So let me get this right. The police aren't doing anything. Our representatives aren't doing anything. So all we're going to do is beg and plead with them to do something.
No, absolutely
why don't
not.
We do something
no. Yeah. Well, we are. What we're going to do is we're going to go out there and we're going to be contacting these agencies. In other words, the police answer to somebody, whether it's a state attorney general, whether it's a who we'd go as high as we got to go. And you might say, well, they're rotten all the way to the top, and maybe, but we'll ascertain that first. And like I say, we're going to contact the individual property owners and offer to they can hire us all for $1 a day to go out there and clear those guys ourselves.
And that's how the guy got firebombed, was because the business owner of the salvage yard finally took it upon himself to hire somebody, said, I want these guys out. Go clean it up. And so he had somebody out there cleaning it up. That's the guy who was firebombed. So they're trying to intimidate the people that are actually making a difference and saying, well, obviously my elected representatives aren't doing anything, so I got to do it myself once again.
Well, I remember the days. Well, I don't remember the days, but back in the days, I mean, you had the lynch mob when the cops didn't do anything and the Republican, the representatives didn't do anything. You had the lynch mob come in and do something about it. And
well, I tell you,
I'll be more than glad
well,
to be part
now,
of that.
Well, now, Clint, we're not encouraging vigilantism, but...
But what you can do, Clint, what QOL Reno is going to be doing is modern day law enforcement, which is simply we're going to start going to homeless camps next week, seeing illegal activity. We're going to start in the parks. It's public property. We're going Pickett Park over there is ridiculous by renown. If you haven't been there. They've just taken it over, and they're like daring you to do anything about it. We're going to go over there. We're going to call in the police, tell them we want to make a citizen's arrest. The police can go out there and refuse to cite them. They can't refuse to issue a citation for a homeless, for a citizen's arrest. We're going to do it 5 days a week if we've got to, 10 hours a day. And if the police won't arrest them, we will. We'll go to court with each one of them and see where the weak link is.
See what happens. Clint, thank you so much for the call, and email me. I'll send you the information so I got some backup on Monday. Monday morning, we're doing this. Because if we don't literally take the bull by the horns, we're just going to continue to be turning into California. And who knows? We're going to have typhus. We're going to have, you know, what, tuberculosis is back now. And the plague.
Well, one of the real concerning things, Monica, if anybody knows the American River, that real nice stretch of it in Sacramento where...
it's polluted now.
Where you could... we've rafted there for years. And it's got seven times the fecal content that it was supposed to have. They're telling people to stay out of it. Well, that's okay for Sacramento. It's a wasted river, but that's not their primary water source. We haven't even begun to tap these hardcore law-breaking crews that are camped out on the river that the police are doing nothing about. And that's 90% of our water for Reno.
Yeah, they go shoo them off, but, you know, as soon as they turn around, they're back. So, Clint, thank you so much for the call. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Ryan this morning. Hi, Ryan. What did you want to talk about?
When since we try to go to Chain of Command, okay, how about we go ahead? How about you guys contact the ATF in Reno, start contacting the ATF, and, you know, let's get our news. You know what? We got a faster RICO violation against our city government because it sounds like you got a good RICO case because drugs, that's RICO stuff. That's RICO violation. You go to the ATF, you go to the U.S., you got, they don't want to hear it locally, so, you know, we try you guys locally, we're going national, I'm going to blast you guys nationally. Because you don't
well,
want to
be in trouble
with Chain of Command. ATF.
Yeah, that's.
ATF Reno.
That's what Paul and Quality of Life is doing. That's the next step. So ATF, you got to follow the Chain of Command to make sure. And yeah, we got that. So Ryan, thank you so much for the call. Let's move on to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. What did you want to say?
Hi, Monica. I wanted to let you know that our fly fishing group was part of the Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful River cleanup here recently. And we always get assigned that section of the river that's right downtown where all the homeless camp out. Monica, I picked up buckets and trash bags full of extremely poor life choices that Saturday. And it's disheartening that our elected representatives do nothing about this. Nothing. Now, I also had a conversation with one of the Sparks city councilmen recently who's on the Tumwa board, and they do surveys of that river periodically, checking for nitrates, phosphates, and fecal chloroforms. Well, guess which section of the river is the most polluted? Lo and behold.
Yep.
Well, see, and the only thing worse than that is if 250,000 people, more or less, a valley of 500,000, mm-hmm. if shame on us if we sit by and allow a few elected officials who choose not to do their job.
Elected representatives.
Elected representatives. And a police, and not the rank and file police, but a police chief who won't speak up and say, we're going to enforce the law. What reason is there for that Truckee River having one illegal camper on it this morning? One.
Yeah. Because as soon as they, well, they as Tim told us, they have lookouts that tell them, that's why they have their cell phones and all their technology. As soon as they see police heading that way, they call into the camp. The camp disperses and their garbage is left behind. So maybe they pick that up, take it away, but they're back there just the next day. It doesn't matter because they know there's no consequences and nothing is going to happen to them. So, Bruce, thank you for working with KTMB and being out there. You shouldn't have to be doing that, but thank you for doing that because not only are you helping clean up the river, but you're helping protect us as well. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the call. Okay, So I'm throwing my hat in the ring. We'll go out into the Peavine and the ravines on Monday. If you would like to join us, just email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. We've got the photos, we've got the video, we've got the testimony. You're going to have that up on qol-reno.org later today if you want to see. We've got the proof. We just don't have the backup with law enforcement and the city to take care of these problems. And how do you take care of them? You go in and you start arresting people. If you can arrest somebody for being drunk in public, that they go out and they do on the different crawls, the different wine walks, the different special events, if you can go out and arrest somebody for being intoxicated in public, you can go out and arrest somebody for being on drugs and making drugs, for squatting on somebody's property.
Exactly. And you know, to the many good cops out there with RPD who knows this is the fact and are frustrated by it, we got to tell you something. You know it's wrong. You know they're telling you this. But I'm still waiting to see publicly the first one of you step up and say, I'll call into Monica, I'll speak up and say, this is what they're telling us, this is the fact. And you know, men and women out there of the RPD, we can do it with you. We can't do it for you.
Yeah.
You need to speak up.
And you can't wait until you're retired like Jeff Church. Okay? Jeff Church is spending his retirement using his money from his pension to what? Protect Reno when people doing the job every day should be doing it. He's using his retirement to do it. Retired RPD. Sergeant, right?
Right.
So, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. You want to talk? 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. You better watch those valleys, those beautiful valleys where it's easy to pitch a tent and be, well, not seen. It's 99.1 FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And if you want to send me a quick message, Monica@991fmtalk.com. We're taking the show live on Monday. We're going out to Peavine and the ravines around, well, North Reno. See it for ourselves. We've got proof. We've actually got the drugs in storage. We've got the before and after pictures from last Sunday. And nothing gets done. Car gets firebombed. A man gets injured trying to get out of his car that was just firebombed because he's out there cleaning up the mess that the city and the county won't clean up. My guest right now is Paul White, Stronghold Institute and Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. Please log on, follow, find out more. You can also follow him on Facebook. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Gary this morning. Hi, Gary. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning. This is a very interesting segment you have on today. And one thing that hit my mind as you were talking about this is they're not going to arrest these people because they don't have anywhere to put them. If they had 200 to 300 people that they arrested on the river or 100 people up in the North Valley, where in the hell would they put them? They'd have to have a camp like Arpino did down in Arizona and put them in tents.
I was just going to say there, Gary, Arpaio put up a tent and a fence, and he put them outside in the heat and the cold. And you know what? That's what, when you're a criminal, when you need to change your life, guess what? You need to have consequences. And, Gary, there are enough law enforcement in this area, retired law enforcement, rent-a-cops, and abandoned, not abandoned, but vacant buildings. Hell, before we, you know, do anything with the RGJ building, we can turn that into a makeshift holding cell. You know, if these people aren't violent, if there's just drugs and, you know, this is what the city and the county is telling you that, oh, you know, they're not violent. then it shouldn't be a problem just to keep them in a holding process.
And you know, Jerry, for half the money...
Gary,
for half the money that the city's wasted on this affordable housing and things like this, for half of that, they could have easily built a temporary low-security holding facility, jail-type thing for these misdemeanor things. You put them in there enough times, and they stop. And you hear CHAB say, or like the homeless groups like to say, well, you can't arrest your way out of homelessness. Well, our co-worker, Tim McGivney, went to jail about 30 times when he was homeless, and he said, yep, you certainly can arrest your way out of homelessness. He said, I got sick of that, and he says, and that's what made me change. If there hadn't been any consequences, I would have never changed.
What happened to the drunk tanks of old that were just holding facilities because you knew somebody had an issue and you weren't going to put them in with a jail population? So, Gary, you had something else to say. I know I cut you off.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, you're talking about these, quote, buildings. And these buildings have petitions and stuff like that. I think these there's plenty of warehouses around here that you could make your own enclosures and so forth and save a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. Hey, if they got kids in kennels, isn't that what they call them, kids in kennels down at the border? We can have adults in kennels as well. Eddie Lorton has a few warehouses. I bet he'd get in on this and, you know, donate some space. Who knows?
And if I'm paying a city manager a package of probably close to $400,000, a city police chief a package of $300,000 plus, I darn well bet they should be able to figure out what to do with this.
Yeah. Gary, thank you so much for the call. It's greatly appreciated. And
you're welcome.
That's what it's all about. It's about your voice here for Northern Nevada. How do we fix the problem that the advisory boards, that the community homeless advisory board, that the city puts together, that the county puts together, how do we fix the problems that they've created and continue to just let go? Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Tim this morning. Is this my Tim?
Oh, this is your Tim.
Thank you so much. And as to your text, I will be carrying as well.
Oh, good. All right.
So I know we're all, our convoy will be protected. What did you want to say, Tim?
I was just calling in to put to rest a few of the rumors. We didn't come up with our full report. So when I posted this, people are saying, oh, why is this guy out there sleeping in his car and things like that? I just wanted to let everyone know this is a great guy, the young man that was the victim of the attempted murder. He's a great young man. He comes all the way from Doyle or Hurlong, I believe, but out, you know, he comes from there to work. So he got to work early, was doing paperwork, finished up his paperwork, and was just taking a nap until the crew got there to start work for that day. When he went to sleep, you know, he just closed his eyes, was laying there waiting for the other guys to show up, had his back window down a little bit, and that's the point of entry. They threw it in, trying to throw it at his head, in through the back window. It whizzed past his head and exploded in the car. I don't know why that's relevant, but a lot of people, and it's crazy that people are bringing that up anyway, to say that, oh, well, you know, they just threw it at the car, this mattered. Oh, did they really throw it at his head? Well, I'm here to say, yes, they did, and they threw it right in to the back window inside his vehicle, which is why his jacket was up in flames. The car was a nice car, too. I have a before picture of it. It was a nice car, and now you've seen the aftermath. It exploded the back tires. It exploded the gas tank, the spare tire in the car. He has a GoFundMe to get a new car. His friend started a GoFundMe for him so he could replace his car so he can continue working. I just wanted to bring that up.
Well, you've got $100 on that GoFundMe from me in the station. So, you know, we'll keep – what's the name of the GoFundMe that people can find it?
It says we put a link to it on our page. On the QOL Reno Facebook page. And Facebook's been going crazy with this since I posted it. It's been getting thousands of shares and hundreds of shares, over 200 shares, thousands of people commenting on this. Everybody's interested to know because the news isn't actually reporting the full story. they're not saying what's going on up here. So everybody's like, what is actually going on and why wasn't this reported? And
okay,
you know,
well,
so
we'll put on there we're doing the show live. Put on there that we're doing the show live and we're taking a caravan out. And if anybody wants to join us, they are more than welcome to do it. You know, the more the merrier to see what the city is actually letting happen here in Northern Nevada.
You know, Monica,
I mean, and I say the county too. Yeah. I mean, I say the county.
Where these are. Yeah, they are. And so we've got multiple locations where these RVs are. Right at Peavine's just one. I've got other spots where they're doing this in Lemon Valley and Red Rock out east, like we said. I've got tent cities going up over off 4th Street that I was going to talk to you about, and over by the Northtown Winco by the Arby's. We've got multiple locations.
Okay, so we'll just have to surprise a few people, maybe not go directly to the ones you've already been working with and, you know, just showing it the way it is. That nobody else is showing it. So, Tim, thank you so much for the call and clarifying that. So there you have it. Action, not words. Action gets the problem solved. Paul, thank you so much for joining me today. And we're going to keep on top of this. We definitely are. QOL-Reno.org and Facebook, QOL Reno. Check it out for yourself. And make a difference at KKFT, the home of Fox News, on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are still open at 884-9910. Whatever you want to talk about today, whether it be the homeless issue that's being ignored or not handled the right way, because everything has to be handled with kid gloves right now. But I want you to look up something on your own. Because I know you're wondering to yourself, what happened to California? How did this happen? What happened to New York? What happened to Oregon? Well, I mean, it's a good show right now on what California is doing, because now they want to declare a national state of emergency. And why are they doing that? So everybody has to pay for it. Everybody that has to pay for a problem that the Democrats in these different areas in California have created. Because they have been the ones in charge. They have been the ones putting things in place. They are the ones going with kit gloves and sensitivity. Yet they want you and me to pay for it. I would like for you to do me a favor. Write this down. I would like you to Google search, Bing, whatever you're going to do, however you want to search it. UN Agenda 21. UN Agenda 21. And I want you to educate yourself. And I want you to understand why we are seeing all that we are seeing. You go online and you check out all of the news stories of late. One I just pulled up because I usually go to them first. And the big stories were Biden in town, Warren in town, protesters at the airport, Airport Authority, which check out who's on the Airport Authority, might seek legal action. Those are the stories that are important to the media here in Northern Nevada. Paul is thrilled and happy to come in anytime, and I tell him he can come in anytime that he wants, because he's the one that decided to retire after 30 years in education in California, decided to retire here in Reno. Thought it was a nice area. An outsider that's only been here for almost 3 years. And seeing how this area, how Northern Nevada, under Democrat control, has just gone into the toilet. He's the one that's out there getting the stories on Tracy Davis, getting the real numbers. You look at one story. Oh, we're what? Number 2, 3 in the state for education? How many districts are there in the state of Nevada? Those aren't numbers to be proud of. And stop looking at the state. Look at all the states. We are not that big, people. We should be a heck of a lot higher in education, in quality of life, in environment. Why do the fly fishermen have to go down and clean up the Truckee River? Why do we even have Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful? I told Christy Chakarulu a long time ago, my goal is to put them out of business. Because if people would just take personal responsibility, we wouldn't have to get volunteers to go out and clean up the desert. If law enforcement would do the job and enforce laws, we wouldn't have to be cleaning up constantly the Truckee River. The needles, the trash, the broken tents, the broken ice chests, the buckets of God only knows what. Democrats want you to feel for other people. And they want you to be and feel and be pointed out as a monster if you don't. What, do you just hate homeless people? Or do you hate all people? Giving people a handout is fine when it's an emergency. But when it is a day-to-day life choice, then you have a breakdown of society. Because of drugs, you have a lot more people making that life choice. It's the Monica Jay Show on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Dave. Hi, Dave. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. Well, gee, let's talk about what? Democrats run states. Just for instance, Illinois, now I could be wrong in their number, but I know it's in the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. I think it's 440 million. Don't hold me to that, but I know it's in the hundreds and hundreds of millions. That's Illinois. Right next door, Indiana. $1.5 billion surplus. Guess who runs which states? Democrats run Illinois. Republicans run Indiana. In fact, the bottom 10 states in the nation, the ones that's into trouble the most, are the all run by Democrats. I don't think we need to see any more.
Well, I mean, you talk about what, 440 million that you're talking about? Close to 500 million just for the city of Reno. And guess who's been in that mayor's chair?
In debt?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You never hear that.
And guess who's been sitting
in
that mayor chair? No, you don't.
Well, yeah, Democrat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the state, I think that we're going downhill because Sandoval was such a rhino And he went against the vote of the people every time, but he had enough Democrats voting for him. That should always make you suspicious. Yep. And now we just have Sisolak.
He would not back Adam at all.
Well, we're going to have to get Adam involved in this whole, you know, firebombing and getting the ATF involved, because I don't see anybody doing anything about it locally.
Nope. It's a sad situation. I really don't want to move back to Michigan because they're just about as bad. But at least they jump back and forth, and they don't have so many Democrats controlling everything. They just have it in Wayne County, which is Detroit area, and a few other.
But look at the other people that are suffering because of that, because people are moving out of there. And I don't want to see you go either, Dave. You got to stick around and help us fight.
I'll stay here and fight with you.
All right. Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the call. KKFT 99. Talk to you later. 99.1 FM Talk. That's what it's about. It's staying and fighting. You know, people left California and then they came over here and California'd us. And that's not right. Let's go back to the phone line at 884-9910 and check in with Roger this morning. Hi, Roger. What did you want to talk about?
Good morning, Monica. Maybe they're going to waive the impact fees on those homeless people until after they build their encampments.
What?
You know, maybe someone's going to come up and scoop up the property after they've been there for a while, because the ground's just going to be unusable since they're dumping their sewage and everything from their travel trailers out there as well. So, you know, maybe an LLC, a development is looking to scoop it up. Who knows the way this place is going?
Yeah, good value. That's all, Monica. Thanks.
Roger, you nut. Thank you so much for calling. Hey, email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Do you want to be a part of the solution, or do you want to be a part of the problem and not electing the people who can actually fix the situation, who take this stuff seriously, who aren't going to just roll over and follow the Democrat agenda? And if you're confused of what I'm saying there, again, log on to the internet whenever you get a chance, whether it be now, your lunch hour, after the kids have gone to bed, and pull up UN Agenda 21. This has been 20 years coming, if not more. And then you'll understand why one of the first things that President Trump did was pull us out of the Paris Climate Accord. And why you have Biden and Warren and Buttigieg and everybody else coming to Northern Nevada and everywhere across this country spouting the Green New Deal. Because what's happening in your backyard out instead, what's happening in Northern Nevada, in Nevada in general, it's all tied together, and it's been a long time coming. They just got to keep working it. We're going to take a quick break at KKFT. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. All of it. Yerington, Hawthorne, Smith and Mason Valley. Everywhere. 99.1 FM Talk.